From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. An all-too-familiar sound to anyone who's been through a hurricane. Those are workers near New Orleans cleaning up storm debris, down tree limbs and the like. The streets of the city, meanwhile, remain largely empty at this hour, with only rescue and utility crews, and those who elected to stay behind there at the moment. Emil Payne is a lifelong New Orleans resident who decided not to evacuate.
Wasn't that much wind. It had a little wind blowing, but I was sitting looking out the window at it, you know, looking at the tree blowing and drinking my coffee and stuff and just saying that praying.
Hundreds of thousands of people who did leave New Orleans are being told to sit tight a bit longer while cleanup continues. Half the city lacks power, and there was damage to city sewers. Even though Hurricane Gustav did not cause the level of damage that had been feared, Mayor Ray Nagin has defended his order to evacuate New Orleans. As the state of Louisiana cleans up from Hurricane Gustav, Floridians are being advised to keep their eyes on three tropical storms out in the Atlantic. Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes reports.
Tropical Storm Josephine developed earlier in the day while Tropical Storm Ike grows in strength east of the Leeward Islands. Governor Charlie Crist is urging Floridians to stay on alert as Tropical Storm Hannah approaches.
This morning I have issued an executive order declaring a state of emergency due to the threat of Hannah to the state of Florida.
Hannah is the third storm to threaten Florida in 3 weeks, with two other storms brewing in the Atlantic.
At this time, we also await Hannah and maybe Ike and maybe Josephine.
Forecasters expect Hannah to strengthen and reach Georgia or the Carolinas before making landfall on Friday, placing the eastern Florida coastline in a 3-day cone of uncertainty. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.
After a storm-shortened start, the Republican National Convention is getting into full swing in St. Paul. President Bush is slated to address delegates at the convention by satellite tonight. Also scheduled to speak are former Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman and former Senator Fred Thompson. However, there is another distraction for Republicans. Failed presidential candidate Ron Paul is holding an alternative gathering for his supporters. Robert Smith has that story.
While the mainstream Republicans meet in a hockey arena in St. Paul, the libertarian wing of the party is across the river at the basketball stadium in Minneapolis. It's called the Rally for the Republic, and the highlight is a speech tonight by Texas Congressman Ron Paul. The former libertarian turned Republican didn't win any primaries during the spring, but he was a sensation on the internet, oftentimes raising more money than his mainstream rivals. Paul had requested a speaking spot at the Republican convention, but he says there were too many restrictions placed on him, so he put together his own gathering. Organizers say they sold 10,000 tickets to the event. Ron Paul's supporters traveled from around the country to come to Minneapolis in caravans of cars known as Ronvoys. Robert Smith, NPR News, St. Paul.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 26 points today. This is NPR. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's visit to Libya this week, the first by a U.S. Secretary of State in half a century, is being touted as a bold signal of better ties with the country. Relations between the U.S. and Libya have improved after the country announced in 2003 it would give up its weapons of mass destruction. However, a series of terrorism incidents and suspicions have delayed a major turnaround. The visit by Rice is the first by Secretary of State since John Foster Dulles in 1953. Rice will also make stops in Tunisia, Algeria, and Morocco before returning to Washington on Sunday. Google is launching its own web browser in over 100 countries within the hour. This is the first time Google has stepped into the browser market, which is currently dominated by Microsoft's Explorer. NPR's Laura Seidel got an early peek at the new product.
It's called Chrome, and Google developers say it's faster, easier to use, and more secure than any existing browser. At the Google offices in Mountain View, California, Sundar Pichai showed off how quickly it launches. Tabs allow users to keep several websites open at once. That's not new. What is new, says Pichai, is that if the window with YouTube crashes, it doesn't freeze up the other windows.
So that when something happens to one of them, the rest of the browser works fine.
Google's entry into the web browser market isn't surprising. The company wants to keep people online using its search engine and recently created Office web applications. However, no matter how good the browser, analysts say it will be hard to wean users off of Microsoft's Explorer, which owns 70% of the market. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Crude oil futures fell $5.75 a barrel today, settling at $109.71 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.